95.5 KLOS at the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Dude.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
Have I heard?
It's supposed to be raining again this weekend. Woohoo! Hot damn! Oh, sorry. You hate those, right? Sorry.
Excellent.
Those are all things you hate. I'm sorry.
No, I don't mind if, as long as the sun pokes out and then comes back quickly.
Sure. Yeah, I like it when it's cloudy. It looks really moody. I like that moody sort
of
crap.
You know what I love? I saw on the way here today.
Huh.
I love when a freeway is completely empty. Ooh. It looks like a ghost town.
Oh, like back during the pandemic?
So, yeah. So I was coming on the 405 North, and the 405 South was not one car.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And I was like, that's so cool.
Why can't it be on this side?
I wish I could drive over there. That'd be so cool.
It is always really weird. It's very suspicious. I have a picture from the pandemic of the 405 right at sunset.
Yes.
So, you know, it's like 57 lanes right there. Completely empty. There's like two cars on it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was the only good thing about that particular. Why was it any idea why?
There was a highway patrol who had done the little curvy thing and stopped everybody. And it looked like they were filling a pothole.
They were hiding the drugs.
That's what it looked like.
They were hiding the evidence.
I can't imagine that they would fill a
middle of the day
at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why do they care?
405.
They're like, screw these people.
Maybe.
So when one of those cops starts doing that, doing a little weave thing, and you're like at the front of the line, do you sneak on past them?
You really try. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly my thought. I saw a motorcyclist that was stopped there, and I was like, that dude almost squirted right through there.
Shoulda.
Oh, so close. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Shall we talk about the money?
Sure.
Unbelievable. $10,500. You know, I'd be happy to win $2,500. When I win in Vegas and I win $1,000.
Of course.
Beyond happy.
Of course.
$10,500.
That's pretty good.
What?
That's the KLOS name game we're going to do before 4 o'clock. We are going to do Give Me 5 at 5 o'clock.
It is the class of 1982. Last Wednesday, we did the class of 72. Probably next week on Wednesday, the class of 92. So if that's your year, what's your favorite song from 1982?
There's a new law called the right to disconnect that I think you'll be happy to hear about.
Is this a phone thing?
Yep.
You can phone disconnect your phone?
No, but you can disconnect from work.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're talking.
One American dollar on the way.
Righto.
People Are Dumb is next. And like we said, the KLOS name game, $10,500 this hour on 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS house band Dirty Honey. That is coming home. Those guys are playing a show tonight.
No, fantastic.
I think we can actually make it. Do you want to go?
I would love to.
It's in Melbourne, Australia.
Can't make it.
No, we can get there.
I don't think so.
No, I think we can.
Pretty sure we can.
They are out on the Can't Find the Brakes tour and having a damn good time, according to their social posts, and playing Melbourne, Australia tonight.
Love it.
I want to go. So I hear, if this is true, that some people are stupid.
People are dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
A Burger King customer in Ohio was caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee.
Special orders don't upset us. They all listen, you can have it your way.
And the next sentence is the important one.
Uh-huh.
Who was trying to give him a discount.
How dare you? I will kill you.
You're going to need to stop that machine so we can play the audio.
Okay.
It is crazy. You'll hear the interview with the guy in the Burger King, but the customer was upset because he was only being charged $8.
Right.
And he thought it should have been
$11. So wait, what?
So he went and got a gun.
Oh, that makes sense. I think that totally makes sense. I also don't have the audio you're speaking of.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a shame. All right, let's go through it.
Pisser. Okay.
So he orders at the drive-thru.
Right.
And he orders like three different things. And the guy says, all right, that'll be $8. And he goes, that's not right. It should be $11.
So he wanted to pay more.
Yes. So the employee says, no, we're having a special, so it actually is less money.
I do get mad when they won't take more money. My money.
And the guy started like screaming and yelling and drove off.
Hold on. I found the audio. Shall we hear it?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go.
To know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and just to flip out like that. Yes, I mean, it is scary.
This man was captured on Burger King's surveillance cameras. You can see him get out of his car and pull out a gun. 38-year-old Howard Berman was his target.
I was taking this guy's order, and he ordered like two sausage, egg, and cheese croissants. And
those are delicious.
Yes, they are. Mm.
sausage biscuit and hash brown.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking. Yeah.
Order came up to $8, and he actually thought it was, he was like, my order can't be right. It came up to, it should be like $11, and I'm like trying to explain to him that we had a promotion.
I mean, that's got
to
be the first time ever. Yes. Someone gets mad about not,
well, you'll find out later.
Oh, okay.
Why?
And like, it's cheaper. He started cussing and getting all loud, and I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know why you want to pay more money.
Right.
Brennan says after that, the customer sped off, but about a minute later, he pulled back around to the drive-thru window as he was helping another customer. That's when he pulled out a gun and threatened to kill him.
Wow.
Vernon says he also called him a racial slur.
The whole time I was just like, well, if you're going to do it. Like, I'm not about to run. You don't scare me or anything like that. Just do what you got
to
do.
I'm like not sure that's the right response to that situation.
Just like to butt in there and say, if a guy's threatening to kill me over a breakfast pastry.
$3.
I'm willing to run.
100%. That's the one time I would not stand up.
He just was kept blurting out racial slurs.
Are you surprised that someone was capable of pulling out a gun over something so...
Oh, hell no. I live in America, so yeah, I'm not the slightest bit surprised.
Significant?
I mean, yes, because at the end of the day, it was about some bread and sausage. Sandwiches at 9 o'clock in the morning on Easter, and you're that mad that you put a gun in somebody's face?
What, on Easter?
On Easter. Yeah, it was
on
Easter morning.
Easter? Uh-huh.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I thought about it afterwards. It was like kind of had me shook up a little bit because, like, what if he did shoot me and kill me? And, you know, I have 10 kids. I'd have been leaving all my kids, like, everything. That's just, I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning.
But we never found out why.
He kept calling him.
Oh, right.
The N-word.
Right.
Over and over and over. So I'm assuming that that's.
Oh, I see. Because so he's a brain dead idiot.
The guy is just trying to save him some money.
This is a new. This is
You're
new.
You're charging me less than I want to pay.
That's new. And I'm
coming
pissed.
Back with a gun.
I'm going to kill you.
Sluggo has said for a long time that if it's anything in the 2000s, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention.
He's out. Yep. He doesn't know.
Yep, that's true.
But we're going to give you a chance to turn it around.
So are these
what? Win a dollar. This is the top 10 rock
movies?
Bands
oh.
of the 2000s.
Oh.
Top 10 rock bands of the 2000s.
Okay, so these new bands?
Like I mean, it's not the Beatles. If that, you know what I mean? Like,
they're brand new. They're awesome. What are you talking about?
Top 10 rock bands of the 2000s.
Now, according to who? Like, is it the most sold?
It's
or?
A voting site.
Oh, my God. These
yeah,
are the
you
worst.
Love it. You
these
love
are
them.
Terrible.
I think you'll agree with me.
You always say that, and then you go through the list, and you're like, oh, that one sucks. Oh, why isn't that on the list?
I don't like your complaining, so you already got one wrong.
Fair enough. That seems fair. All right, so they weren't necessarily starting in the aughts.
Correct.
I mean, for me, System of a Down was an amazing band in the early aughts there. Just an incredible band.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, for crying
not
out loud.
List.
You know, you got to seriously find some facts, not these opinion crap things.
It's all opinion. That's,
oh, my
it's
God.
All
no,
opinion.
It isn't.
Of course it is.
Foo Fighters. Everybody loves
Foo
you better not
Fighters.
Say no, because Dave Grohl's going to be pissed. Yay! I don't owe you a dollar.
Is number two.
Buck Cherry. Let's say Buck Cherry. They're
like
a rock band.
Buck Cherry.
Yeah, man. What are you, crazy? I just want you to keep your dollar.
You're not saying
it's
Buck Cherry.
Radiohead.
Radiohead is correct.
Nice. All right. All right.
Look at you.
I'll say Green Day.
Green Day.
Yeah, they had a heyday.
That's number one.
I know I like Green Day.
You have one more
I
guess.
Say they're number one.
And you have to get it right.
Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers.
You know, I've always said these lists that you come up with are amazing. They're incredible. I couldn't agree more.
You've also said that you're great with the 2000s.
Everything I say is insane. One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. All right, so who's on the list?
Rock
yeah.
bands of the 2000s.
Let's hear the rest of them.
Number 10, The Strokes.
Oh, hell yeah. Love The Strokes.
Number 9, Radiohead.
Yep. Some
number
of the most
eight,
interesting music.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm. I could see they'd be on the list.
Yeah, same. Number 7, 3 Days Grace.
Here's where we need to step into the parking lot.
Number 6, Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, good band. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, very nice guys. Great dudes. Very cool.
Number 4, White Stripes.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Number 3, Muse.
Muse, okay. Didn't even think of them.
You got number 2, Foo Fighters, and you got number 1, Green Day.
I'll be damned.
Look at you. Look at you winning money.
Woo!
The government in California is trying to pass a law that you don't have to answer the phone if your boss calls after hours.
Like if you're supposed to be on the clock and it's a set time from whatever to whatever, and then all of a sudden he's calling you on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Here you're afraid, oh, I better answer, see what he wants. But this law would change that.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's
yes.
A great
so we're talking
idea.
About your boss called at the worst time.
It's on a Wednesday night. We just finished Disney with my family. I get into the car and I have a voice message from my boss that I have to call him back. So I call him up and he says, yeah, I was calling you for a road trip that you're not qualified for.
What does that mean?
That means he was just calling me to ask me if I wanted to go on a road trip that I'm not qualified for, and then informed me that I'm not qualified for it.
I don't even understand what's happening. He wanted you to go anyway?
No. He was just calling me to tell me that there was a road trip and
you can't go?
I can't go.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, I'm the boss. I get to call people whenever and tell them things that don't matter.
We have a road trip and you can't come.
What do you think about that, sir?
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey. My boss called me in the day after my mom died.
Oh. Did he know that?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. Why did you answer?
Because I think I was just in shock.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe I thought he was calling to, like, give me condolences.
Oh, no.
And he said, oh, you know, if you, I said I was making arrangements. And he's like, well, if you're out and about, I have a patient. Could you come in? They need x-rays.
Holy cow.
Wow.
What a jackass.
That is crazy.
That's horrible.
And then as I was sitting there, I was like, what am I doing here?
Right. You're right. You were in shock. That's exactly
You that. Sort of feel like you have to.
Right.
Of course.
Because
yeah.
In this day and age. So what do you think of this bill that makes people, the bosses, leave you alone off work hours or whatever?
I am all for it.
Yes.
Nice. Right on. Thanks for calling. Sorry that happened. That's terrible.
KLOS, hello.
I was playing PlayStation with my son until about 2 in the morning. I thought I better go to bed. It's getting late. I got called into work at 5 in the morning, 3 hours later. And I had to drive all the way to San Pedro.
Was it supposed to be your day off?
Yeah.
And he didn't care?
No, and I drove all the way from Simi Valley to San Pedro.
And was it something that just couldn't have been done by any other human on the planet?
Well, he begged me because he was out there by himself also, so I...
You do it on his own. He's the boss. He's the one making all the money.
Right. All right. Thank
right
you.
On, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, Torrance Memorial Hospital, labor and delivery. My wife was fully dilated. I'm holding her hand, and my boss calls me for rates and will not get off the phone.
What do you mean won't get off the phone? You said my wife's dilating. I'm in the hospital.
And he didn't care. He kept asking you for numbers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is the industry. Yeah.
I think what it boils down to is people just know they can't, you know, tell the boss to screw off.
But if your wife's giving birth.
And
everyone knew. I know.
Wow. That's crazy.
That is right on, man. Thank you for calling. God, that is awful. 818-955-KLOS.
Your boss calls you at the worst time.
When it's your time off. Now, I don't usually like when there's new laws maybe going on the books. I usually don't approve. But this one sounds like something for a lot of people that get tortured often.
A California bill would give employees the right to disconnect when they leave the office. A guy named Matt Haney in San Francisco introduced the Assembly Bill 2751, which would let employees ignore calls and texts from employers after work hours.
Which clearly you should be able to do anyway. The fact that it's such a concern, but the people we've talked to, someone's mom had just died.
Right.
And called, wanted him to come in, insisted, and she did.
Yep.
Someone's wife was in labor.
Yep.
He was sitting there holding her hand, and the boss was like, what about these numbers?
And the boss knew it.
Yeah.
And wouldn't hang up.
Right.
That's insanity.
That's why we need this law.
Your boss called at the worst time.
So when I was on a leave of absence, I got called in to fill out a survey about how well the company is doing.
When you were on a leave of absence?
Oh. Yes.
What? And that certainly wouldn't make you feel like answering, you guys suck, or anything.
Yeah.
That's insane. Did you fill it out?
No.
Excellent.
Good for you.
Good work.
Because supposedly it's anonymous.
Yeah, sure it is.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
None of us believe that.
Well, you did the right thing. Good
yes,
for you.
Congrats.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Your boss called you at the worst time.
Yeah, so he does it quite regularly. He's He claims that he only does it because he's so busy during the day that he can't get any phone calls done, you know, to follow up on stuff.
Why does that have to encroach on your time when you're not getting paid?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, the worst one, though, was he was calling me nonstop on Halloween when I was taking my daughter trick-or-treating.
Oh, what? Man.
Yeah, and so I was ignoring it. Then he texted me, and he says, call me. It's urgent. So I'm standing there dressed like a banana, so I talked to him, and it was totally something that I could not handle because it needed physical touch in the warehouse.
So somebody had to be there. Was he asking you to go to the warehouse?
Was he hoping you would go?
Well, he was saying, make sure. And I was like, okay, we could have done this via email.
Yeah.
He does it all the time. Yeah. And I just ignore him now.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. So if he calls now and doesn't leave a voicemail, it's obviously not that important.
There you go.
Sweet. I like it.
Yeah. I used to love my answering machine because a certain boss back in the 80s would call and be like, hey, are you there? I really need you to come in. call back, man. Call me right away.
Yeah. That's how it always is. Like, oh, are you in the warehouse? I go, it's 5:30. No, I'm not there.
Do this weird thing where I'm living my life. You know, the actual important part.
It's after hours.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. Your boss called you at the worst time.
I'm actually the boss. I want to give my side of the story.
Please do, sir.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. So I'm an electrical contractor, and I have an awesome crew right now. I've been in business for probably almost 40 years.
Right.
So if my boys are listening, my name's Eric. They're awesome. But I've had not so awesome guys. So I had a guy one time short me 11 hours. He charged me for 40 hours.
Right, but that's not what we're talking about. You know, you have bad employees. We're talking about the bad bosses.
Do you call your employees after hours?
Yeah, do you call them after hours or on weekends or on their holiday?
No, I don't do that to them.
No, there you go. Yay,
all right,
that's
excellent.
What we're talking about today.
Good work.
Good for you. That's a good boss.
Yeah, well, you need to have a segment for the good bosses.
Well, that's not as interesting.
It's not funny.
Everyone makes the boss the bad guy.
No, yeah. Only the bosses that suck. I've had mostly amazing bosses and a few that blow.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right, I'll do. Thanks
thank
for
you,
calling.
Man.
All
right, we have to go.
See, this is the kind of boss we expect.
We
man.
Have to
he
go.
Won't hang up. 818-955-KLOS.
Your boss called you at the worst time.
Won't leave you alone.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hi, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Are you still taking requests for the worst place your boss called you at?
We are not, no.
Oh, man, I had a good one for you guys.
Spill it. What was it?
This is what happened. I was at the Greek Theater. We were going to sneak in over the fence to get in for free.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were, my cell phone went off in the bushes and security caught us.
Your jackass boss got you caught.
Yep, he got me caught, man. I was pissed.
That is so funny.
We were just waiting for security to walk away so we could jump the fence. And
you didn't think to silence your phone, which most of us wouldn't.
No, yeah.
We were too busy trying to sneak in.
Yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Classic. Thanks for calling, man. The year was 1982. Where were you? Were you graduating? You what year you graduated. They weren't actually keeping track yet of time.
I wasn't born yet.
So it's sort of a weird thing. So it has to have been released in the year 1982. It might have charted in 1982, but came out in 81. We have someone who's really pushing.
There's been some real heat going back and forth.
It's for a Loverboy song, Working for the Weekend.
Not happening, 1981.
Well, you know, I'm thinking it did chart in 1982.
Doesn't matter. Came out in 91. What do you got?
Well, I have one that actually was from 82, and it's one of the bands you will win your way into if you win our name game. Steve Miller, Journey, and Def Leppard. And he's singing about panties in this one from 1982. 818-955-KLOS. What do you got from 82? Throughout his career, Steve Miller, always a wizard in the studio. I love the production on his stuff. Always very cool.
We're doing Give Me Five, the class of 1982.
818-955-KLOS. What do you got? Class of 1982.
It's Give Me Five, KLOS. Hello.
Tony Basil, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fat. You're so fat. You ate my cat. Hey, Mickey. I don't think we can do that.
I don't think so either.
We can do that.
We'd love to, but we can't. No.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Damn it.
We'd really love to, but no.
Thanks for calling and torturing us, sir. KLOS, hello.
Hello, Slogo.
Yo.
Love you guys. Thank How you. About the other band, Dan? Caught Up in You, 38 Special.
Class of 82. It was Rush. It is a KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. I got a good one for you guys.
1982?
Let's hear it.
Even the Nights Are Better by Air Supply.
Yeah, we'll get that right on. Thanks.
It was a bad year. You know what? You get down to it, a bad year. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey, Class of 82, what do you got?
Aldo Nova, Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. I do love that song, actually. So next Wednesday, it'll probably be Class of 1992.
Let's check and make sure, shall we?
That'll be on Wednesday in Gimme 5.
Time for What We Learned. Sluggo won one American
Woo!
Dollar. For knowing four of the top 10 rock bands in the 2000s.
I am a dollar richer, and I would like everybody to give me a little privacy in this weird moment as I count my cash.
In Who's Naked Now, a man was on top of a Burger King, apparently no longer the home of the Whopper.
Ah.
Hey, hey! Be here all week. And the KLOS name game sort of didn't work in the 5 o'clock hour because we didn't have any phones.
Yeah, you guys broke our phones by calling all the time. It didn't work at all.
So it was going to be 10,700, which means tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank, it'll be 10,000.
So good luck tomorrow morning, and good luck with the phones working. And I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
$10,500?
Yes.
That count is huge. Are we really able to afford $10,500?
That's a great question.
I don't know that we can really do that.
We're going to do that in a few minutes.
Sometime between now and 4, we'll tell you.
KLOS name game. $10,500.
I can't believe how high it's gotten.
818-955-KLOS will take caller 25.
I can't believe how high I've gotten. You were just asking me off the air. Is it tempting to just say the right answer out loud now?
Yes, it is.
I mean, right? It's really hard to hold back.
Yep.
Maybe someone on the phone will do that, though.
The name game.
The name game.
All right, KLOS, who is this?
Steve,
you are caller 25.
You sound dubious.
Oh, my gosh. All righty, then.
All righty, then. It's KLOS name game. It's up to $10,500.
And, Steve, the last couple of guesses for the cartoon character.
Let me see my part. We're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And, Steve, we're looking for the name of a classic cartoon character. The last couple of guesses were Johnny Quest and Pikachu. Those are wrong. So for $10,500, Steve, what do you think we're looking for?
I think it's Droopy.
Droopy dog with the best attitude of any cartoon character.
Hello, all you friends.
Should at least get $5
for
the impersonation.
We should make everyone do an impersonation of their guest.
I think from now on. Oh! Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Steve, sorry, here's my Steve. Favorite answer so far, but sorry, man.
At what point are you going to start giving clues?
Never.
Well, it would be unfair to everybody that has already guessed.
Yes.
So correct.
We can't really do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. We appreciate it.
And sometime between now and 5 o'clock.
$10,600.
All right, let's give away some money, shall we?
Let's do
$10,600. Whoa. That's just insane.
For the name game, we're looking for caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS.
You know, we've met a lot of bands over the years, a lot of artists, and they've always been pretty damn nice.
Yeah, agreed.
But I have to say, Muse were probably about the nicest guys I ever chatted with.
And Dom, the drummer, one of the funniest people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yep.
That's nice and all, but shall we give away some cash?
Let's do it. Do it. KLOS, who is this?
It's Ken.
Ken, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
You get to play, man.
Well done. It's KLOS name game. It's up to $10,600.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? How
$10,600. We are looking for the name of a classic cartoon character.
And the last couple of guesses were Droopy Dog. That was Steve. And Daniel said Johnny Quest. Those are wrong. So for $10,600 plus tickets to SoFi Stadium August 25th to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller. Who do you think we're looking for?
Let's go with Eeyore.
Eeyore. That's from Winnie the Pooh, right?
Yes, it is.
Depressed Beast.
Also not correct.
Now he's even more depressed.
Way to go, man. You made him worse.
Right on. Thanks for calling. So sometime between now and 6.
It'll be $10,700.
We got the little name game coming up in a few minutes, right?
$10,600.
$10,700, my friend.
Yes.
That's right.
Correct.
It just keeps going up. It does. Someone quick, win it.
Hard to keep track of, but we'll do that soon. We'll tell you when to call.
Yeah. Who doesn't love money? Who doesn't want to win some money?
$10,700.
Woo!
It's pretty good song. The name game. Caller 25-818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, I'm very impressed. You actually guessed the right name without looking at the sheet, so you win $10,700. Kevin Ryder, yay!
No, our phones don't work.
What?
Our phones don't work.
Oh, yeah, they're not working. Yeah. They're just sitting there. Right. They're just laying there.
Yep.
They just want us to do all the work.
Sorry, everybody.
So I guess we'll try again soon. We're trying to get an engineer to fix it, and if so, we can get it going sometime soon. We'll do the contest.
Otherwise, we'll be here all night.
Yeah. It was the very last song Nirvana recorded together.
Is that right?
The very last one. It wasn't released until a long time later. I believe it was like 2002 or so. It was part of a box set. So they sat on it for ages. It's good stuff. You know you're right on KLOS. So you know the real audio player on your computer? It was introduced to the world on this day in rock in 1995. Green Day, Radiohead, and Foo Fighters said no to being the headliner at Lollapalooza for 1998, so it was officially canceled. It had started in 1991.